אגב, I just want to tell you that like chizuk legab benching. So so it says that that roch lemeinu in vayero in chayisor when Eliezer came to look for shidduch for Yitzchok. So roch lemeinu like yefas Torah whatever she was besuli ish lo yedo'o. And that no man knew her. So, and the question is, like, okay, if we say that she's a besula, so we know ish lo yedo'o, what is the posuk adding? So I saw in one of the foshims, they said, like, she was such a pure, holy person that even though the place where she lived was very far from all this, but nobody even had a havamina to try to have any... To talk to her, to see if something, like, it was so clear that she was pure and holy that, like, Ishla Yedo'o, nobody ever approached her for anything that was not totally right. So somebody said over that vote, so he said that when a child comes to the father in the middle of benching and he wants something, so the father says, I'm in the middle of benching, like, I'll talk to you later. So he said, like no one would come over to the amshin of a Rebbe in the middle of benching, to say something. Because, like, they know, like, when the amshin of a Rebbe is benching, he's totally into the benching, and like, ish lo yedo'o, like, it's not shaykh. So he said that, like, a few times people come over and they want to say loshon hara, and no, I don't want to hear. So we have to be in such a level that the person wouldn't have a hava minute to speak to us in the middle of, once we start to daven, brochus, and psuk de zimra, and benching, and a person wouldn't have a hava minute to talk to us by to start to talk loshon hara to us, and by benching. So anyway, just something to think about. Kol tov, hatzlocha. Bye-bye.